The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So there I was on a Zoom call when an infernal leaf blower starts up outside. Let's face it, even at the best of times, listening to a leaf blower is about as pleasant as having a root canal and an enema at the same time. But it's downright infuriating when it's going on while I'm trying to get some work done in a conference call. It's almost as if those machines have a sixth sense to turn themselves on exactly when I'm doing that. In fact, it's amazing that a leaf blower isn't going off right now while I'm recording this. Leaf blowers must be one of the most annoying inventions known to man. They're never used at a civilized hour, always early in the morning, interrupting my sleep with a rude awakening, or when I'm trying to have a peaceful breakfast outside on my balcony. The landscaping people who use them are usually wearing ear protectors, so they don't have to hear the noise, but I do. They're often just moving the leaves and dust around from one place to another, and if all that debris is ending up in my driveway and I try to tell them to blow elsewhere, surprise, surprise, they can't hear me. That dust cloud a leaf blower produces contains all kinds of nasty substances, including molds, pesticides, and animal poo. Bring back rakes, I say. So what if they take more work to use? I want my peace and quiet back, and no toxic dust to inhale. According to Wikipedia, the leaf blower was developed from a Japanese backpack fogger apparatus. Various sites online claim that the leaf blower was invented by some character called Dom Quinto in the 1950s by modifying that Japanese machine that sprayed out chemicals. Dom Quinto. That name would be more appropriate on a bottle of champagne rather than a lowly leaf blower. The Leaf Blower Guide, a landscaping site I found online, disputes the Dom Quinto story and describes other possible inventors of the dastardly machine, claiming that it may well be derived from a snow blower from the 1800s. But frankly, I don't give a damn who it was that came up with the idea. I just wish that they bloody well hadn't. Some cities in the United States, especially in California, have had the sense to pass ordinances to ban leaf blowers entirely, or at least to restrict their use somewhat. But, sadly, the non-enlightened area where I live hasn't banned the damn things. If only I had some kind of Star Trek device that I could beam at all those people using leaf blowers here, to teleport them away, far away, to another planet, where they could blow leaves around all day long to their heart's content without disturbing me.
That was The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.